Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Welcome to the continuation of the celebration of the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Today is considered the festival of Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra was the father of Lord Chaitanya. Father does not mean in the ordinary sense of the word. The Lord is eternal. He has no beginning and no end. But if someone wants to serve the Lord in the best way, he can become the servant of the Lord in the relationship of father or mother. The parents are the best servants of the children. They are constantly attentive to the needs and wants and desires and protection and well-being and life of the child. So if someone wants to render the best service to Krishna, he can become, play the part of Krishna's father or mother. And the same with Sri Krishna Chaitanya. In fact, it is said that the same Nanda who played the part of Krishna's father in Vrindavan, he came and played the part of Jagannath Mishra as the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the same Yashoda who played the part of Krishna's mother in Vrindavan played the part of the mother of Sri Krishna Chaitanya in Navadvipa. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared during the night, during the lunar eclipse, and so the birth, actually not really birth, but appearance, but the birth of his son was celebrated the next day, that is today. And what happened the day after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books. But today we will continue our discussion from yesterday. How do we know that Sri Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And if he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how do we serve him? How do we follow him? How do we fulfill his purpose for us? So, yesterday we only began to read the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So we will repeat the verse and then continue the discussion of the purport. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam
Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam
Sangopangastra Parshadam
Sangopangastra Parshadam
Vigyai Sankirtana Prayayar
Vigyai Sankirtana Prayayar
Yajanti Hi Sumedasa
Yajanti Hi Sumedasa
Krishna Varnam Krisa Krishnam
Krishna Varnam Krisa Krishnam
Sangopangastra Parshadam
Sangopangastra Parshadam
Yogyai Sankirtana Prayayar
Yogyai Sankirtana Prayayar
Yajanti Hi Sumedasa
Yajanti Hi Sumedasa
Krishna Varnam
Krishna Varnam
Repeating the syllables Krishna
Repeating the syllables Krishna
Dvisha
Dvisha
With a luster
With a luster
Akrishnam
Akrishnam
Not black
Not black
Golden
Golden
Saanga
Saanga
Along with associates.
Along with associates.
Upanga.
Upanga.
Servitors.
Servitors.
Astra.
Astra.
Weapons.
Weapons.
Parshadam.
Parshadam.
Confidential companions.
Confidential companions.
Yavyai.
Yavyai.
By sacrifice.
By sacrifice.
Sankirtana Prayai
Sankirtana Prayai
Consisting chiefly of congregational chanting
Consisting chiefly of congregational chanting
Yajanti
Yajanti
They worship
They worship
He Certainly
Certainly
Sumedasa
Sumedasa
Intelligent persons
Intelligent persons
Translation. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. We continue the purport. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Varnam means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. The name Krishna appears with both Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is always engaged in describing Krishna and thus enjoying transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering Krishna's name and form. Lord Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest Gospel. Varnayati means utters or describes. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna and describes it also. And because he is Krishna himself, whoever meets him will automatically chant the holy name of Krishna and later describe it to others. He injects one with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss. In all respects, therefore, he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. Simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one at once remembers Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Sangopangastra Parshadam further indicates that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. He is always decorated with ornaments of sandalwood and with sandalwood paste. By his super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. In other descents, the Lord sometimes used weapons to defeat the demoniac. But in this age, the Lord subdues them with his all-attractive figure as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that his beauty is his astra, or weapon, to subdue the demons. Because he is all attractive, it is to be understood that all the demigods lived with him as his companions. His acts were uncommon, and his associates wonderful. When he propagated the Sankirtan movement, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Orissa. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his best associates like Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas. So, in this paragraph of the purport, Srila Prabhupada, quoting Srila Jiva Goswami, tells us that the Lord's beauty, his all attractive features, are the weapon by which he kills the demons. Not physically killing the demons, but killing their rebellious, defiant, demonic natures. And he attracted many great scholars. One such case was Prakashananda Saraswati. Prakashananda Saraswati was the leader of the impersonalists, or Mayavadis, in Varanasi. When Lord Chaitanya visited Varanasi, as usual, he performed Harinam Sankirtan through the streets. He sang and danced and swooned in ecstasy. And hundreds of thousands of people joined him. So the leader of the Mayavadis, Prakashananda Saraswati, was very skeptical about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or rather, I should say, critical of him. And he said, he is a sannyasi. he took sannyas and then Shankara line as a formality, that's something else, but he took sannyas from the Shankara line. So Prakashananda Saraswati said, why is he singing and dancing like just sentimental people? He should be mixing with us and studying Vedanta. So Lord Chaitanya had two main devotees in Varanasi. And one was Tapana Misra. Tapana Misra heard the criticism of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was very upset. He could not tolerate the criticism. And so he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him that these people are talking about you like this, and I'm just very upset, but I do not know what to do. Srila Prabhupada explains that Tapana Misra was a pure devotee because he could not tolerate hearing blasphemy of his worshipful Lord. But at the same time, he said that he was a neophyte because he did not know how to counter their arguments. So because he did not know how to respond to their arguments, he was a neophyte. But because he could not tolerate their blasphemy, he was a pure devotee. So one can be a pure devotee even if he is not very advanced in scholarship or knowledge of scripture. But if his heart is pure and without guile, without malice, if he is simply devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and cannot tolerate any blasphemy. It so happened that Prakashananda Saraswati was organizing an assembly of the sannyasis of Varanasi. And so he invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, this is an opportunity. Because he also wanted to give protection to his devotees and save them from having to hear blasphemy of him. So he went, but he positioned himself near the door where people entered the hall. He didn't sit with the other sannyasis. And he stayed near the door where they kept their shoes, which is a very humble position. But Prakashananda Saraswati and all of the sannyasis could see his effulgence. His effulgence spread light throughout the whole room. And Prakashananda Saraswati became attracted by his effulgence. Because after all, he was a Mayavadi, so his goal was to merge into the effulgence of the Lord. So he was attracted by the effulgence. And he approached him, and he said, why do you not sit with us? Why are you sitting by the door with the shoes? Are you sad? Now, are you feeling bad and that's why you're sitting there? And then he actually extended his hand to take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hand and lift him up and lead him to the assembly of sannyasis, basically Mayavadi sannyasis. So because he was attracted by the beauty, the effulgence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and because he rendered service to him by extending his hand to lift him up and escort him to the assembly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the actual meaning of Vedanta, that the ultimate conclusion is Krishna's true Bhagavan Swayam, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Bhagavan is the last word in transcendental realization. So he didn't kill him physically with weapons like his Sudarshan Chakra or club, but he killed his misconceptions by his personal beauty and his words. And this type of event took place again and again. But this was a striking example, because Prakashananda Sarasat was the leader of sannyasis. He had 10,000 followers. So when he became a Vaishnav, it was a major event. The next paragraph. Srimajiva Goswami cites a verse from the Vedic literature that says that there is no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. He comments that instead of engaging in such external, pompous exhibitions, all people, regardless of caste, color, or creed, can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. So there's no need for other sacrificial performances. I remember in India, especially in South India, people would invite us to do yajnas, do havans. Of course, I was based in Calcutta and then in Bombay. But some of my god brothers were traveling in South India. And whenever people would invite them to do some yajna or havan, they would very directly tell them that we are in Kali Yuga. Such performances have no value. The sacrifice for the age of Kali is Sankirtan Yajna. If you want, we will come and do Sankirtan Yajna, but we will not do this hocus pocus yajnas and fire and grains and mantras and rituals. Of course, there could be a purpose served and under certain circumstances to do those things as ceremonial functions for devotees. But the basic point is we don't need anything except the Sankirtan Yajna. Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam indicates that prominence should be given to the name Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted the name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should together chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
To propagate worship in churches, temples, or mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in that. But anywhere and everywhere, people can chant Hare Krishna. Thus worshiping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. I happened to be in Srila Prabhupada's room in Mayapur when one of his disciples approached him, was compiling an Archana Padati. That means a book of procedures for deity worship. And Srila Prabhupada advised him, keep it simple. The main process in Kali Yuga is Harinam Sankirtan. You should always remember that. So, you keep it simple. But of course, if we invite deities, we have to care for them properly. That's another thing. But otherwise, our main mission is to propagate Harinam Sankirtan and to spread Krishna consciousness. And as Prabhupada said, that is not possible now in churches or temples or mosques. So we have to go out. People will not come to the temple, so we go out to the people. Rath Yatra. Next paragraph. Srila Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya, a famous disciple of Lord Chaitanya, said, the principle of transcendental devotional service having been lost, Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attracted more and more to his lotus feet, as hummingbees are attracted to a lotus flower. So this, we should be attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To be attracted to him, we have to hear about him. Of course, we can see his deity, but the real attraction comes from hearing. Hearing about his beauty, hearing about his sublime qualities, hearing about his merciful pastimes, hearing about his extraordinary associates. This will attract our hearts to him and save us from mundane attraction. Next paragraph. The incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also described in the Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, which appears in chapter 189 of the Dana Dharma Parva of Mahabharata. Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted this reference as follows. Suvarna Varno He Mango Varangas Chandanagadi. In his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful, and his body, smeared with the pulp of sandalwood, seems like molten gold. This is a very clear reference to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Mahabharata. And further, Jiva Goswami quotes from the Mahabharata, Sannyasa Krite, Sannyasa Krit Chamana Shanto Nishta Shanti Parayana. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order, and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonalist non-devotees. So, we could unpack the deep meanings and significance of this verse and purport for many hours and days. But we are short of time, and we have discussed some last night and yesterday morning. But the conclusion is that, as stated in the verse, he sumedha saha, one who is very intelligent, our announcer said that you are all very intelligent because you are here. And that is our hope. That is our hope. Being here is a good place to begin. But one who is actually sumedhasa, intelligent, worships the incarnation of Krishna, who chants the name of Krishna by the performance of Sankirtan Yajna. It's really the performance of Sankirtan Yajna that is done by intelligent people. One can come here and regard the temple just like any Hindu temple. One can come and put some money in the box and pray for blessings, material blessings, and remain entrenched in the bodily concept of life. That is not very intelligent. In fact, at the very beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna chastises Arjuna for being in the bodily concept of life. He says, you are speaking learned words, but you are lamenting for that which is not worthy of grief. And he uses the word a pundit. Means you're talking like a pundit, but you are a pundit, not a pundit. And Srila Prabhupada says he was indirectly calling him a fool. Why? Because he's an embodied concept of life. So one can come to the temple in the way of materialistic, fruitive workers, thinking this is some pious activity, I'll give some money, I'll listen to some pravachan, you know, I will do some seva. But the goal is not to purify the heart so that one is eligible to get out of the material world and go back home, back to Godhead. But the motive is to remain in the material world and enjoy more in the material world with the blessings of the Lord. Now, this is not bhakti. This is business. When I was in India, I heard a joke. I've mentioned it. Still, I'll mention it again. There was once a devotee who was going to the racetrack to bet on the horses. So he went to the deity and he prayed to the Lord that, Lord, if I win 1 lakh of rupees, 100,000 rupees, I will give you half. So he went. He bet on his horse and he won 50,000 rupees. So he went back to the deity, said, Lord, you didn't trust me. You took your half first. So people come to do business with the Lord. It may look externally like bhakti, but they're coming to do business with the Lord. But not even straight business. Crooked business. Cheating. Trying to cheat the Lord. So that is not bhakti. Bhakti is anyabhilasita sunyam. Without any other desire except to serve and please the Lord and advance in Krishna consciousness. So one who participates in the Sankirtan movement, in that mood, in that consciousness, he is Sumedha self. Otherwise, as stated elsewhere in the Bhagavad Gita, those who worship the demigods to get material benefit, their fruits are temporary and limited. Anything material is temporary and also limited. And they are described as alpha medusa, less intelligent. So, yes, it is very good that you are here. And we hope that by good association, if you're not already very intelligent, you will quickly become very intelligent and give up these vain, petty pursuits of temporary, material toys. You know, and the demons are so clever, like, because there's so much spiritual talk. You know, there's New Age and yoga studios and everywhere there's spiritual talk. Even today, at the end of our walk at the Houston Arboretum, there were a couple of ladies sitting there at a table. I'm not quite sure what they were promoting or selling. And they saw us passing by, and they said, Namaste. The regular American ladies, middle-aged American ladies, said, Namaste. Where are they getting this? So it's out there. The yoga studios and the media. And there are a lot of studios, they have like all sorts of things. Yoga, Pilates, and I don't even know what, but they have a lot of things. So it's out there. It's out there. But the basic idea everywhere is to enjoy the material world. They go to the yoga studio to, well, reduce their fat, relieve their tension, ultimately to become more fit for sense gratification. So it's just different varieties of sense gratification in different guises. But Krishna consciousness, a real spiritual life, is completely different. It might appear the same superficially, but it's completely different. Because anyavilasitasanyu, pure devotee has no other interest than to purify himself, purify his heart, and develop love for Krishna, not love for the things of the world. So these toys, I was talking about how clever the demons are. So because there's so much spiritual talk, some people might feel a little self-conscious about accumulating a lot of material things. They want it, and they are accumulating, but they feel a little... So they say something like, the winner is the one who has the most toys at the end of the day, something like that. Like there's some of these... someone pointed out to me something. Did you tell me or read that? Something, they're advertising hamburgers like the highest fat content burgers. And they're offering...
Oh, restaurant.
Rasaraj told us. Yeah. Rasaraj told us that if you're
If you're over 300 pounds, you eat for free.
Yeah, if you're over 300 pounds, you eat for free. In other words, it's like they're defying. They defy God, they defy the laws of nature. It's like, because of all this, it's all in the air about eating healthy and being good. So... yeah, it's something like guaranteed to put you in the hospital or something.
Oh, the name of the restaurant was Heart Attacks?
Yeah. I mean, they had fat burger. That was the same idea. It's fat. You know, who cares about health? Who cares about what all these people are saying? You know, you just eat and enjoy and get fat and... you know, who cares? But this organization has gone a step beyond. And then the name of it is something like Heart Attack. And if you're over 300 pounds, you eat free. In other words, just encouraging people to kill themselves, basically. Encouraging people to kill themselves and not worry. Not worry about the future. So, a lot of crazy people out there. The cheaters and the cheated, like we discussed. You know, they're cheating you by giving you something that's going to kill you, and you want to be cheated, so you go to die faster. But anyway, we won't dwell too much on the Alpha Meta, but we will dwell more on the Su Meta. And we hope you will certainly place yourselves in the category of Su Meta and not Alpha Meta. Hare Krishna. And the simple way to do that is to chant Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
and not stop. Kirtaniya Sadaharis.